So yes, I have a real big problem with leaving such a vague sentence in a parenting plan because it doesn't tell me anything. What is reasonable? All right, welcome back to The Ugly Truth of Divorce. I am your host, Samantha Boston. Today's episode, we are going to talk all things vacation break and how poorly it's probably written in your parenting plan. And here's the problem with this, and we'll get into it in the episode, but hear me clearly. If there is not distinct detail about your vacation plans in your parenting plan, then one of two things, if not both, are going to happen. You're going to deeply argue with your ex, which is going to just cause you emotional distress that you just don't need, right? Or number two, you're going to have to hire that attorney again to fix this problem, which they should have put that in there right the first time. So if you're just now starting your divorce, or maybe you have been divorced and you're like, yeah, my parenting plan sucks when it comes to my vacation, pay attention to this episode, take some really good notes, and I am here to solve some problems for you. Let's get into it. We had a previous episode where we broke down some common mistakes in parenting plans, and this episode is no different. We're going to break down how vacation clauses in parenting plans can cause a lot of post-divorce custody fights, primarily because, once again, the wording is not crystal clear about vacations. And again, when we think about vacations as a single parent, or maybe we've moved on and we have a new significant other and we're taking our kids, this is supposed to be a joyous occasion. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be lighthearted. And then we get in the weeds when we have to work with our ex on something specific about our case. And vacations is one of them. So I'm going to break down some clauses that I've been reading in some parenting plans that my team did not write. And they're pretty shitty. And I want to share them with you in hopes that if you see something like this wrote into your parenting plan, you run for the hills or you ask for it to be changed because it will not work in the future when you actually start participating and using said parenting plan with your co-parent. So first and foremost, each parent may take reasonable vacation time with the child. Period. End of paragraph. End of sentence. Let's break this down. Each parent, okay, that's good. You, me, we both get to take vacation. How much vacation? Reasonable. Well, I think 3 weeks is reasonable. My ex could think 10 weeks is reasonable. I could think a week or two. My ex could think, let's just split the day in half. So yes, I have a real big problem with leaving such a vague sentence in a parenting plan because it doesn't tell me anything. What is reasonable? So when you're working with your attorney or you're working with a mediator or you're working with somebody in my team doesn't write shit like this. But when you're working with those people and you see, oh, okay, I get to have reasonable parenting time. This sounds good. Okay. You think that sounds good? Yeah. To somebody that hasn't tried to use that vacation time yet. So nothing is defined here, which makes vacation come back on the table as something that you are going to have to focus on again. And that's not something what you want to do, right? I want to be one and done. I want to be able to wrap this up, move on. And when it's time to take a vacation, I know the rules and policies around a vacation. Reasonable vacation time, you and your ex will not think the same on that. So please, please, please pay attention. Example number two, parents will cooperate regarding vacation scheduling. This one's cute. This one's almost comical. And this is usually put in those parenting plans by two people who get along during the divorce process. They're besties. They're still doing stuff together. And then it always ends up that somebody remarries or somebody gets with something else. And then it all blows up into a shit firestorm. And now we're no longer agreeing about vacations. But when we wrote it, we were getting along and it was copacetic and, you know, we were besties. And we wrote this sentence in there thinking that it would be logical and reasonable. And then now we try to use that sentence and you hate me and I hate you or one or the other. And now it's not. So this is a problem. Cooperation clauses fail because a high conflict person gets to actually make the decision. If we're supposed to cooperate, but somebody hates me, they can easily say no to everything. So then therefore they're actually leading because they're determining it's a no. So one parent could refuse a date. One parent could say, oh, that doesn't work for me. They might not respond to you right away. So it makes planning a vacation damn near impossible. So this sentence, run for the hills. Example number three. Oh, this is one of my favorite fuckeries. Vacation time will be mutually agreed upon. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So let me get this straight. We are divorced, and now I have to ask my ex, the person that hates me, if I can go on a vacation. I can tell you right now, I didn't have to send the email. The answer is no. I don't have to send it. I can just tell myself no and save myself the stamp or the money or the time or the energy or the email. The answer will be no. So again, I don't know who's creating these vague sentences, but I can tell you they're either one of two things. And I'm not meaning this to be rude. This is fact. They're either dumb, I said what I said, or they want my money. Because anybody with two sides of their fucking brain would know that if I put this sentence in a divorce decree, two parents will have to mutually agree upon a divorce, means that one parent, my client, will be calling me back when they don't agree. Or your attorney is just dumb, or your judge is just dumb. And I don't mean that to be rude. I mean that to be factual, that they don't understand how high conflict people navigate co-parenting, which is with hatred on their heart ahead of the love for their children. That's facts. That's not me being rude. That's not me stereotyping. That is an absolute fact. And so this sentence right here is dumb, or it's a money strike. So one parent can simply say no. It gives one parent veto power over all of your vacation time. And families end up stuck in financial loss, negotiating and arguing this out with their attorney later. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay? So, example number four. Parents shall give reasonable notice of vacation plans. Now, again, this sentence doesn't bother me too bad other than the word that I hate, which is reasonable. What's reasonable to me? I want to know 60 to 90 days ahead of your vacation. My last minute, you know, ex may only give me 4 days notice. Reasonable to him is 4 days. Reasonable to me is 60 to 90 days. So reasonable is not measurable. Stop signing parenting plans that use that word. Just take it out. Now, I would rather that sentence say that. Each parent shall give notice of vacation plans. I would rather it say that than reasonable, because now we're arguing about what reasonable means. Or here's a crazy thought. It could just say parents shall give 30 days notice of vacation plans. What? You mean that I could actually just have 30 days wrote right there? Yes, you can. Absolutely. My team does it all day long for people. We give actual details of when to do shit that's respectful with your co-parent. Shocking. I know. All right. So if I, me, Sam, were writing your vacation section, which I do for a living, by the way. Okay. My name is Sam and I write custom parenting plans for high conflict situations. And you never know when your situation will turn high conflict. Here are the things that I would include. So get ready to record this, pause this, take notes. Number one, how much vacation time does each parent get? How much? Weeks? Days? Can it interrupt a visitation schedule? Can I take somebody's weekend? Can it be consecutive? Can it be year round? These are the questions you have to answer. Now, I can tell you what I preference in dealing with high conflict people. I can tell you what I preference now that I have adult children and how I would do things differently. That's what you get whenever you hire my team, is you get the ins and the outs and the hindsights. But that's the kind of level. This should not be one sentence. This is not a one sentence event. My whole vacation is wrote in one sentence? I think not. This is a paragraph. Hell, and I think our parenting plan is like three paragraphs. Number two, how much vacation time is requested, or how vacation time is requested? Is it written? Is it verbal? Do I get to stand in your driveway and be like, hey, June 10th through the 17th, I'm going to take the kids on vacation. I'm sorry, what? I need that on paper somewhere. I need that with like notice. Okay. How much notice? Not just like, oh, it's the 9th and you're telling me you're leaving the 10th. Well, I need more notice than that. Again, some of you may be thinking, this is a little over the top, Sam. You're being way too detailed here. Am I? Are you divorced? Are you in a high conflict situation? Do you have somebody that hates your guts more than they love their children? If not, sit down and let me keep going. Thank you. Number three, travel and location rules. Now, we got some people that really think that everybody should stay in state. Tweets their own. Parenting plan is custom built. You write this puppy to make it make sense for you. But we got to talk about out-of-state travel. We're going to talk about international travel. We're going to talk about passports and usage. These are the kind of things that I would rather have in here than not in here. We have people that, I had a client the other day that she's like, well, we've never had passports for the kids. Okay, perfect. Put that in there. We don't want passports for the kids till they turn 18 and they can go get them themselves. Write that in there. But when you don't include it, now you've left the door open that he could try to go get passports and have you have to say yes or no. And then you're the bad guy later when we could just be the bad guy now and get this wrapped up and move on. But we got to talk about it. And don't ever assume that your ex is going to be okay with you going and getting a passport after your divorce. Talk about it now. You guys, if you're already building this parenting plan and you're already pissing each other off and you're already having hard conversations, have them all. Get it done. Rip that fucking Band-Aid off once. Don't be slowly torturing yourself by ripping off a piece at a time and then wait years later and rip another piece off. And then a couple years go by and rip another. Fucking rip it off and get all the hard shit taken care of once and move on with your life. But there's also not billions of dollars in that either. So this is where we got to be careful and educate ourselves. And I want you guys sharing this with everybody that you know is divorced. People need to know the scams that are going on and how poor these parenting plans are written to keep us coming back to the family court system when a lot of this could be eliminated by putting it in here the first time. Shameless plug. That's what my team can do for you. Number four, communication and safety. Now, again, this is custom built to you. So if you don't want your kids skydiving, put it in there. No, nothing dangerous till they're 18. But you also need to know where they at, what city, what town, what state, what hotel. Like, this is common, like, respectful sense to say, hey, we will be in Colorado, Denver. We're riding a train to get out there. We're going to be there from June 10th to June 17th, and we're riding the train back. Cool. I now know if something happens in Denver, Colorado, my kids are there. And I'm a little bit panic-stricken about it. I can set up rules around, you know what? I don't normally talk to the kids on vacation. I don't need to talk to them again. Or maybe I'll establish that I get to talk to them at least once or twice during their vacation. Again, if you've heard me here at all, I am not an advocate for communicating with your children when they're with the other parent. But maybe on a very long vacation, you do. This is stuff I need you to be thinking about when you're building your parenting plan with your attorney or with your mediator or with my team. So I don't want you to have to keep renegotiating your vacation every year. I mean, I have people that are panic stricken. Sam, can you help me write an email where I ask my ex if I can take the kids on a vacation? I'm sorry. Did you just say you have to ask your ex to go on a vacation? Yeah, our parenting plan doesn't say anything about it. So I want to take my kids on a vacation. Somebody did you dirty, real dirty, because that should have been allotted to you in the divorce decree, in the parenting plan. Now, the other thing I want to leave you with is this. You are allowed to take your kids anywhere your parenting plan allows, out of state, in state, international, during your own parenting time. And it's not a vacation. So if you do a week on, week off schedule, take your kids somewhere. But it doesn't have to count as one of your vacations. You just have to let them know if your parenting plan says you have to let them know that you're out of state or out of the country. Vacations only happen when you interrupt someone's parenting time. Now, that's not legal advice. Ask your attorney always if what I'm saying is making sense. And then they're going to say, who told you that? And then you're going to tell them who. And then they're going to come send me some hate. And I really don't care. I got thick skin. But you deserve to have the ability to take your kids on as many vacations as your visitation schedule allows. If you want to go for 3 days, go for 3 days. If you want to go for five because you have five consecutive days, go for five. That's not a vacation because you did not interrupt the other parent's parenting time. As long as you don't miss the normal drop off and pick up, let's go. Let's go. That's a lot of reasons why people pick week on, week off, because they want to be able to go on as many vacations as they want in the summertime. I mean, I want a little bit of that money, but hey, let them be. So there's a lot of things to think about, but I want to go back. If your parenting plan uses those words of vagueness, like reasonable, cooperate, mutually agree, we're running for the hills on that. We're not doing that. Okay. We are not doing that. So make sure your parenting plan is written really well. And something that somebody just brought up, and I would love to just throw this in here. If your children are having to miss school, then yes, that is a vacation because you're changing their schedule. But if you're in the summertime and you're week on, week off, I have parents that go and travel every week that they have their kids because they have an entrepreneurship job where they work from their computer at home. So they're able to go on multiple vacations. So really be thinking about in your vacation schedule, the one we build for people, we talk about how much school can the kids miss? 5 days with you, 5 days with you, 10 days with you, 10 days with me. What is in here is so important for your future. You have to make sure all of the things that you want to do are written clearly so that you never have to spend more money with your attorney or go engage with your ex about your vacation. That is ludicrous and it should not be written that way. So please consider writing the details you heard down today and sharing this episode with somebody so that they don't get screwed for their vacation. All right, as many of you are figuring out as you watch this episode, your parenting plan could have a lot of things wrong with it, or your attorney could be possibly doing you a little dirty and not including those finer point details, and you're starting to stress out about it. And I'm here for you. I want to make sure you're not stressed about it. My team and I can build that parenting plan for you, or you can at least take really good notes from this episode and the masterclass and nail down those specifics that you need to have to make sure that your vacations are secure and you can have a great time with your children in your future.